AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. More coronavirus vaccine, this time from Johnson & Johnson, is on its way. The AP's Julie Walker reports this is the one-shot vaccine.
Johnson & Johnson's distribution goals are 1 billion shots by the end of the year, and CEO Alex Gorsky says he's absolutely confident they'll meet that.
We're going to work hard to make sure that we follow through on all those commitments.
The vaccine got FDA emergency use and CDC approval over the weekend. Gorsky has a message for those wondering how it stacks up to Pfizer and Moderna.
It works 85% of the time against severe disease, and it kept all the patients out of the hospital and from dying, even against these new and really challenging variants.
I'm Julie Walker.
Principal Patricia Davalantes is back in the office at Hawthorne Scholastic Academy in Chicago.
Today is the first day we have had students in the building in a year. No pressure, but it's gone very well, thankfully, so far.
A deal has been reached in California that could put most kids back in school there by the end of the month. Scientists in Alaska have discovered 10 cases of a new coronavirus strain that researchers say is more contagious and potentially more effective at evading vaccines. Congress is beginning debate on the biggest overhaul of elections laws in a generation. It's a Democrat-sponsored bill. Republicans say it's a threat that could limit the power of states to conduct elections and ultimately benefit Democrats. The attorney general in Texas is suing electricity provider Gritty over massive bills to its customers during last month's winter storm. Gritty charges $10 a month to give people a way to pay wholesale prices for electricity instead of a fixed rate. Manufacturing expanded in February at the fastest pace in 3 years. Buckingham Palace says 99-year-old Prince Philip has been transferred to another London hospital for treatment of an infection. This is AP News. One class that has had an awkward transition to virtual learning during the pandemic has been PE.
Knees up, jogging.
Rhonda Brodsky teaches physical education now from her home at a charter school in Detroit.
I'm not one that sits still well, so to tell me to sit in front of a computer now, I'm like, okay, now what am I doing?
Brodsky turned to the Catch Global Foundation, a charity that provides free teacher training to qualified schools in Michigan. Abby Rose is a program manager.
And hopefully we'll get back to our new evolved normal sometime, hopefully next fall or whenever COVID is in the rearview mirror.
Darius Hollis says his five-year-old finds PE the best part of the day.
For them to just let go, get loose, and be you know, actually just let off some of that frustration from just being at the screen.
One of the go-to tips Brodsky picked up was a scavenger hunt type game. Kids have to find something in their home and rush back to the computer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.